If you want to be more efficient and effective while running your business with more inner peace, then working on the core of your issues instead of putting on a band-aid is vital. Welcome to the Business Brain Podcast.
I'm your host, Esty Radford, and here to help you improve your 28 cognitive functions, the 28 things that make up thinking. In each episode, we'll discuss a real-life challenge, why you might be struggling with it, and give you practical strategies so all areas of your life will improve.
By the time Brian joined Optimize Your Brain, he already had one big business exit and was on to building his next. Yet every time something bad, that's with air quotes, would happen, everything would fall apart. Concentration, motivation, and possibilities will all go out the window. All work would go on hold for a couple of hours and sometimes even days. And then he'd only feel guilty that he wasted time. A couple of brain exercises later, his brain had an easy time bouncing back after a challenge. If you're experiencing something similar, I'm here to tell you, you do not have to struggle forever. In this episode, episode 447 of the Business Brain Podcast, I'm going to share with you the exact steps of what you can do to have your own transformation. But first, take a moment to leave a rating and review because yes, it helps the podcast more than you know. Don't forget to screenshot it and send it to me so I can give you a shout out. While you're doing any task, you, without even realizing it, are using your 28 thinking skills, where the thinking skills you need to use are strong, doing the task is easy. The thinking skills you need to use is weak, doing the task will be a challenge. The struggle that Brian had came from a disconnect between his amygdala and his thinking skills. Most of the time, your logical brain, your prefrontal cortex, is in charge of your brain, sending out messages to other parts of your brain and helping you think through situations. Sometimes, however, your emotions take over, or what I like to call an amygdala hijacked. Your amygdala is two little almond-sized parts of your brain that store high emotion, constantly in communication with your prefrontal cortex, your logical brain. However, sometimes the amygdala hijacks the logical brain and there is literally a disconnect. They cannot communicate with each other because your amygdala has hijacked your brain and you just feel high emotions. When Brian shared with me he was going through this challenge, he's like, I think it's just related to procrastination. I need to help myself be able to reduce that procrastination and get back to things. No, you're not going to be able to reduce procrastination if your amygdala is in charge again. So the goal is to help your logical brain, your prefrontal cortex, gain control again. If you feel your productivity goes down after something goes wrong, someone said a mean comment, things are just not going the way you'd like it to go, you want to help yourself get back on track by getting your logical thinking brain in charge again. Anything to calm your brain down will help you. Here are some suggestions, but there are so many more options. Walk around the block, turn on some music and dance, a bubble bath, scribbling with your non-dominant hand, or EFT tapping to really train yourself to bounce back very quickly from these amygdala hijacks. You want to pick one technique that you are going to use every single time, because when your amygdala is in charge, you're not thinking logically and having to come up with something of what I am going to do now is going to take time. But if you know every single time you just scribble with your non-dominant hand, maybe you even have a piece of paper and a marker on the side for when the time comes, then when your amygdala hijacks, you don't have to think and you just go and scribble. And it also sends a trigger to your brain that as soon as we're done doing this activity, we come back and we do the work that we need to do. Now, just to clarify, this is not about suppressing emotions. Actually, you're doing the opposite. You're creating a space to let the emotions pass quickly so that way it is no longer in the way. If you find yourself getting off track every time something goes wrong, it's because your emotional part of your brain took charge. You want to help your logical brain get in charge again by using some sort of technique. Your challenge is to choose that technique that you will use anytime you feel like you've got an amygdala hijack. While it will be challenging to remember to do it in the beginning, the more you do it, the easier and more default it will become. Have an awesome rest of your day, and I'll catch you on the next episode. That's all for this episode of the Business Brain Podcast. If you enjoyed it, please share it with two of your business friends so they too can gain from it, and you'll be helping us reach our goal of 1 million downloads by the end of 2025. Cheers to peak brain performance.